You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
What's up? What's up? And welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. I'm your host for today, Monica Strutt, and today I'm kickstarting a brand new series called Overcoming Obstacles Within the Music Industry. Now, I'm sure someone out there can think of a way better name for this series, but this is what we're going with. And the goal of this series is to essentially help you overcome any limiting beliefs that you feel are an obstacle to you achieving success in your music career. Now, your beliefs are just thoughts that we keep on thinking over and over again, and then they become ingrained as a belief, but with a simple change in our thought pattern, which I'm going to hopefully help you with in this series, you can smash through that limiting belief and feel way more positive and empowered to take your music career to the next level, hopefully in 2021. We're going to be talking about things such as feeling like the market is oversaturated, there's too much competition, and it's too hard to stand out on and offline. We're going to be talking also about, you know, being at the mercy of social media algorithms and feeling like your band just isn't getting the traction that you want it to when it comes to promoting your releases and shows. We're also going to be speaking about age and feeling quote unquote too old to make it in the music industry. This is such a common problem, especially for women, where we feel the pressure to remain youthful and that we feel like, you know, once we get past the age of, say, 30, that we're kind of past our use-by date. So I'm really going to debunk that and make you feel more confident to move forward and not have those reservations. But today we are speaking about money. We're speaking about the belief that you don't make money within the music industry and this worry that we keep pouring money into our musical projects and bands and that we aren't necessarily seeing a return on investment, and that kind of makes us skeptical to invest any more money in things like ads or a PR company or, you know, something that we're not 100% sure that we're going to actually see the return on investment. And this is a really, really interesting topic to me. And just an FYI, all of this series is a chopped up live stream that I did a few months ago in my Music Marketing and Mindset Facebook group. This is one of the most powerful and one of my favorite lives that I've ever done within the Facebook group and probably ever, to be honest. And it was kind of just sitting there, not really doing anything, sitting in the unit section. As I said, it is from a few months ago, but I freaking loved this live stream so much. And I've chopped it up into easy to digest episodes according to topic. So as I said, today we're speaking about money, but if you do hear me talking to people that are commenting on the live stream, that's why, because people were commenting on the live stream because it was recorded live. I'm very, very excited for this series. I think you're going to love it. You'll really hear me get into flow and get on a roll during these live stream episodes. And that's one of the reasons that I think it turned out so well and why I wanted to share it on the Daily Music Business Podcast with you all. And I really hope, as I said, it empowers you to really overcome some of these limitations that we feel we're up against, some of these obstacles, because honestly, as you'll hear, with a simple change of mindset, and I'm going to support it with much evidence, both from a strategic perspective and also from a mindset perspective to completely debunk all of these common limiting beliefs. Before we get started, make sure you do follow me on all my social media platforms. I'm Monica Strutt everywhere. And if you haven't already subscribed to my podcast, Being in a Band, go find it on your favorite podcasting app. Enjoy. I had this sporadic urge to go live today because, first up, I woke up with a bit of a cold. So I was thinking to myself, I ain't doing nothing today. I'm going to work from my bed. And I watched this kind of inspirational IGTV, which I actually reshared on my stories. And basically, the woman was doing, you know, a motivational speech, and it went for like a minute. It's really, really short if you want to go check it out after this. And basically, the whole crux of what she was saying is
when you have like the burning desire to do something, the way to get on that path to achieving that goal is simply to decide. And I thought that that was so powerful. And honestly, that has been one of my philosophies for many, many years. I've been in the music industry for 15 years since I was a teenager. I've been playing in bands, you know, that whole time. And I was doing music even before that, but I mean, seriously. And the reason why I am still in the game is simply because I made a decision. This is what I was going to do with my life. And I highly recommend that you go and watch the video, as I said, but that's really what it comes down to. And in the group this morning, I had a question scheduled in asking people what some of their major obstacles were in terms of pursuing their music career. And every, like, you know, there's always going to be obstacles coming up in any sort of career that you choose, but I feel like the music industry, it's very, very easy to get jaded. It obviously is a very hard industry. I totally understand that. And looking at the obstacles that people were commenting, they're really, really common. And in fact, I did a free workshop last week with one of my friends, Katie Zaccardi, who's she's a music coach as well, but she is she comes at it from a very like wellness holistic perspective, talks about how to avoid burnout, that sort of thing. And some of these like obstacles or limiting beliefs that we have were coming up in that workshop as well. So I felt like I really, really need to go live and talk about this. So thinking about some of the limiting beliefs and these obstacles, and the reason why I'm calling them limiting beliefs is really we're living in a world where anything is an obstacle if you believe it is. And there are always ways around it. There's always many ways to skin a cat. So I am someone who truly doesn't believe that there is such thing as actual obstacles. It's kind of one of those things where it's all in our head. And the way that we get past them is by changing our mindset around them and overcoming them. The trick is, do you want to overcome them? Which we're going to talk about a little bit later. So I'm going to dive into some of the most common obstacles that I hear bands bringing up whenever they're feeling kind of stuck in their music career. And I want to start with a couple that I have faced in the past, because I'm certainly not immune to this, of course. So one of the biggest obstacles that have faced for me personally in my music career is, first of all, money. You know, we've all been brought up in a world where we're constantly told musicians don't make money, there's no money in music. When streaming became the prominent way of people consuming music, then that kind of changed the dynamic of things again, and we weren't getting money from record sales. The whole model of the way that people within the music industry made money completely got turned on its head. So this whole money thing within the music industry is one of like the most common blocks. And I've also been in bands where not everyone has pitched in equally for any payments that they need to make, you know, and as someone that always has worked full time as well, you keep kind of pouring and pouring your money into this project and you're not really seeing the benefits and the reward. And there are so many reasons for that, but ultimately it comes down to what I'm about to say next. If you're someone who believes that there's no money in the music industry, this is a whole topic and I should do a whole masterclass on this. But the way that I've been able to overcome it is really, really knowing my why. Why are you doing music? And I would love for you guys to comment in the comments, why are you doing music? Why are you pursuing music? Is it to help people? For me, it's to help people through like my lyrics, which I speak about a lot. Is it because you want to travel the world? Is it because you don't want to be under the thumb of an employer and you just want to live life on your own terms? I would love to know in the comments some of the reasons why you guys are pursuing music, because that is really, really going to help you, especially when it comes to money. And the reason is, if you have a strong enough why for why you're pursuing music, the money doesn't really matter. Everything that you do in your band in the early stages is an investment, and it's an investment in yourself and your art. So until you get to this point where your band is big enough to start to break even and then make a profit, which can actually happen a lot sooner than what you would think, every like dollar that you put into your band is essentially an investment. So it's very, very easy to get jaded and to feel resentful towards that. If number one, you don't know why you want to pursue music, you don't have a higher purpose, a higher goal, you know, an impact that you want to leave on the world, and the self-belief. So that's the second reason. If you truly, truly don't believe within yourself that you have the power to succeed in music, of course you're going to be fucking resentful. Of course you're going to be fucking jaded. But if you know deep down that you have a, you know, a higher purpose, which, you know, comes back to that why again, then ultimately that shit doesn't matter. In fact, I'm at a point now where every investment that I make into my own band, not only my band, but my business as well, it actually makes me feel really, really good. It makes me feel really good because I feel like, and to get like quite like, you know, esoteric, I feel like my soul's calling is being acknowledged and validated. When I invest in myself, you know, last week, for example, I invested $800 in a new course that I wanted to do, which is going to help me with my business and also help me when I'm teaching bands. And a couple of years ago, that would have been the scariest fucking investment that I've ever made. But because I've been working on my money mindset and because I believe so strongly in what I'm doing for bands and why I'm doing music, because I believe in that so strongly, that doesn't matter. I know I'm going to make that money back later on anyway. And what happens is each and every time I invest in something like my business, I get a new client. I get, you know, a couple of new course sales. That money comes back to me, you know, twofold, tenfold sometimes. So investing in yourself, if you can learn to kind of switch your mindset around that you are validating what you feel you were born to do, then that is going to change the entire game. So Jake says, all of the above, 100%, and I can't get away from music. It's in my blood. Absolutely. I feel like when you're on a level where you're serious about your art, you know, I'm sure many of us have questioned many, many times, is this path for us? It's fucking hard. But the reason why we can't stop is because it's in our blood. It's what we were born to do. And quite frankly, like, I cannot even imagine a world where I'm not pursuing what I'm pursuing today. Helen says, because it's my main passion, but also it's amazing to be able to connect with people through music. Yes, connection, connecting with other people. And we're living in this brilliant time now where we can connect with people all over the world. In fact, I have two clients from Texas right now. I don't know why I have two when I have a bunch of other followers in Texas that I speak to regularly. And I'm like, wow, there's something in the water in Texas. I feel like I need to go back there. I'm so, so, so keen to go back to the States and do another road trip. I was there 2 years ago and oh my God, I feel like everyone's going to have major travel bug when this all lifts. But figuring out why you're pursuing music is really, really the key step. And then asking yourself, well, do I believe that I can actually get there? And once you can answer those questions and start strengthening that own self-belief, the money will be a non-issue. Some really practical suggestions now. Is everyone in your band pitching in equally to fund the band? Because I've been in projects, as I said, where not everyone has pitched in equally and the main burden has fallen on my shoulders and maybe like one or two other people's shoulders. And if not everyone is invested equally in the band, figuratively and literally, then not everyone is going to show up in the same way as those people that are invested. And that's, again, you know, going back to what I was saying at the beginning, I'm raising my prices in my business of bands that want to work with me privately because I'm ready to draw in those bands who are fucking ready to invest in themselves because ultimately that's how we're going to have the best results. That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening and tuning into the Daily Music Business Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes within this series all about age, feeling like you're at the mercy of the social media algorithms and that it's too hard to stand out. These are all coming up after this one. And don't forget to follow me on social media, tag me on your IG stories, and have a great day. Bye.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Yes, we're out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's Magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you.